This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
Hour number three, Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Jones off. He'll be back on Monday. Billy Lanny has slid over. You can stream WEEI anytime on the Odyssey app as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. And joining us for this hour is none other than Nick Fitzy Stevens. Fitzy, how are you, sir?
My wife got sick. I couldn't go to Coldplay. I had my kids all day.
You're still feeling this. Well, if you were going to go
sad
with
sad fellow.
If you were going to go with your affair, it's probably a good thing that you went there.
It is a good thing. I had to tell my side piece who wanted to jump in with me after my wife got the trots that was probably the perfect night for us. But hey, you know what? Bullets dodge. There's a reason why everything happens in the universe.
Bro. That's true. People like Coldplay, huh? I don't really get
They're fans.
Okay.
It's Taylor Swift, the band, for people in their midlife that aren't watching Netflix.
It's a perfect way to put it.
Okay.
It's literally, what do you want to do? Coldplay and chill.
Coldplay and chill. All right.
Yeah. Just like, it's like the band, if Will Ferrell were to suggest something to do with his wife in Old School Part 2.
It would have been Coldplay.
Hey, honey, you want to sit around the fire pit and drink some craft seltzers and listen to Coldplay? That's exactly where I am in my sad life.
Interesting.
I had dinner at Applebee's, which was lovely. And then we went to the Coldplay show.
See, if I was having a sad, I'd probably just pop on like The Cure. I'd go more Cure than I think I would Coldplay.
Well, I try to counter it. If I'm down in the dumps, I try to find something hilarious.
Oh, like B-52s?
Yeah, exactly.
Just change the tune?
There's a sign up ahead of the road that says...
I try. Like, if
you have
I
a smile on your face, listen to that.
Right. I can't let myself get further into the depression.
Wait a second.
Like, I need something to dig myself
up. Who doesn't enjoy a good midday Rock Lobster?
That's what I'm saying. Put that on. That's a good rejoin, Nick. Something to consider. All right. Most important question I'm going to ask you today, Fitzy. Give me your brief Superman review.
I didn't like it as much as Hart, but I think I liked it more than Stiz and a couple others around the station. That would be a 4 out of 5 Johnsons, as we like to rate them on the afternoon show. 4.5 out of 6 on the hashtag dork scale.
All right, so now I understand your rate. I was like, what the
sense.
Hell? Yeah.
Thank you.
4.5. Okay.
Love the energy, love the pace, love the fresh air and the breath that it brought to the entire genre. I love a Superman who's a little vulnerable, who's kind of witty.
Sure.
The movie's a little busy. It's a little noisy. Got a lot of storylines. I probably could have used a little less pocket universe, maybe a little less kaiju.
Yep.
That said, the Corin Sweat is the thing. He's awesome.
Good. Yeah, he's good.
And I gotta tell you, like Nathan Fillion as like a dinky Green Lantern is a scene stealer, and Mr. Terrific might be my new favorite hero.
Very good. Yeah, so I think I agree with some of the there's a lot going on, but it also kind of has to because they're trying to create a universe, so they have to.
Good point.
They got to throw a lot of characters at you.
It is like the big test for me was the 12 and the 8-year-old said they loved it, they would want to go see it again, and I asked them like I didn't throw annoying words like exposition around with them. I said, but there seemed to be a lot of characters to follow in locations. Was that too much for you guys? Like, oh, no, I could do that all over again. This is great.
All right, that actually is the perfect test. If the 12 and the 8-year-old like it, then good. Like, they're in good shape then.
They were also completely hopped up on Sour Patch M&Ms and stale movie theater popcorn. So, I mean,
I heard there was
they didn't
too
go
much
to sleep
until
2 in the morning.
There was. So Billy...
Too much Superdog. I haven't seen it yet.
There's a lot of crypto in it, which I like. As a dog guy, I was fine with. But if that was a complaint, I understood that. They did go back to that well a lot.
Yeah, there was way more crypto, who's actually like the sidekick to Supergirl.
Right.
So obviously they wanted to introduce her as well. I thought Nicholas Holt played a very sort of compelling AI generation, Meta, Facebook, sort of Zuckerberg-esque Lex Luthor. Like, James Gunn did a great job of contemporizing it. Mm-hmm. He always, you know, if a Judd Apatow movie is always 20 minutes too long, and I feel like that a James Gunn movie always has two or three too many characters. That said, it was still a blast.
Yeah, I had a good time. Speaking of a blast, this Boston Red Sox team, Fitzy, 10
How about
game
that transition?
Heater. Yeah, oh yeah.
Pro's pro.
Not bad. 10-game heater. Is this as excited as you've been about the Red Sox in 7 years?
100%.
Yeah.
Not only is this as excited as I've been in 7 years for the... Seven!
That's the only reason why I asked.
Thank you. Yeah. I know. You could have gone four because there was a little building up in 2021 for that improbable run to the ALCS, which I still think could have led to a World Series appearance had that awful call not been made on a Nate Eovaldi strike against... who the hell did they play? The Rays? I don't know.
The Astros.
Damn Astros. Yep. But yes, it is. As a matter of fact, Rich, I found myself this week.
You can catch all the ALCS. ALCS.
Sorry. You mentioned the ALCS.
Well, that drop really hits
me. ALCS. That's what's going to happen.
ALCS. Yeah, nobody gets out in front of their skis like that.
ALCS.
Well, the Mortal Kombat guy?
Yeah, the Mortal Kombat guy getting in there. Fatality.
Johnny Cage versus ALCS. Fight.
You see that Mortal Kombat 2 trailer looks pretty good.
I know. You know what it's I'll do? I will see Carl Urban.
Yeah.
And I know you're a card-carrying member of the Carl Urban fan club as well.
Uh-huh.
I'll see him in any sort of requel reboot type of thing.
Definitely.
After he kicked all the ALCS in the Judge Dredd from 2011.
You know, they're making, speaking of this, they're making another Judge Dredd movie. And
they're making Judge Dredd?
Judge Dredd, which is going to be direct to DVD. No, they're making another Dredd movie. Taika Waititi is going to direct it.
Oh, phenomenal. Because the 2011 one was kind of like Judge Dredd The Raid.
Yeah, it's good.
Which was excellent. Anyway, this was the first week I found myself, Rich, in at least 4 years. Most excited I've been since seven, yes.
Yeah.
But the first week I found myself missing the Sox.
Yeah.
Like, I legitimately, coming off of the high of Chapman striking out the side to get win number 10 on Sunday, not having a Red Sox game to watch, listen to, or discuss for 5 straight days was kind of a bummer. Like, I wanted that hit. I wanted to see, like, I needed it. Like, I wanted to see Roman Anthony. I wanted to see if Rafaela could do it again. I wanted to listen to Will Fleming have a baby in the booth calling another, you know, game-winning dinger. Like, they're like, this is super, super fun right now. And they are the talk of the town and the number one team, stealing the Thunder in advance of the Pats opening camp in 5 freaking days.
I know. There is the absence makes the heart grow fonder.
No, absolutely. I didn't want the break.
No, I know. And I assume a bad time.
And I assume the players didn't want the break.
No, that's true.
I'm like, what about home run derby? Great game. Fine. Yeah. Sure. But I was like, come on. The team is so fun to watch right now. I don't want to take 4 days off.
It's felt like a long time without a game. So we get it this afternoon. And where do you come down on adding to the team versus changing the chemistry if you have to peel off a guy from the main roster and just sort of over the next 2 weeks, all the different challenges that Breslow has in front of him?
Solid hit yesterday in the 11 to 12 hour with Bradfoe on the Rich Keefe All-Stars featuring Billy Lanny in the midday.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with him. I that notion that if they trade Jaren Duran, there's going to be emotional hell to pay inside the locker room would scare me away from trading somebody that they believe is their best pro prospect. There's still a farm full of kids that you could trade because you just called up a second, third shortstop that's going to be around for a decade in Meyer. Rafaela, Campbell is, you know, tooling around in Worcester. You've got plenty of prospects to trade. Don't upset the apple cart by dealing away a starter in an outfield that, yes, you have a surplus. You have four. Great. You have a position of strength. Someone gets hurt or you need a defensive replacement, you got guys. You want to, you know, send Rafaela in to play second because he can, even though you are taken away from the best defensive center fielder? Okay, that's another one of the advantages this highly youthful and energetic team has. Do I want to see them add and not break up the chemistry? Yes, and my priority would be, you know, a back-end starter if this holy trinity of Crochet, Giolito, and Bayo can hold up, and we're about to see them on full display in Wrigleyville this weekend, so yeah. This should tell us a lot, boys. I want to see a bullpen arm added because I'm just a little afeared that someone's going to get gassed down the stretch and you're going to need someone that can come in and eat an inning or two and throw 97 or higher.
Yeah, they got to do something. And one of the things that my takeaway from Bradford was the asking price is going to be too high for all the top starters. So you're like, oh, well, then what are you going to do? Like, are you just so afraid to trade prospects? You're not going to go down that road. Then what are you going to you're going to end up with Charlie Morton and like a back. I don't want the deadline to play out like it did last year where they added James Paxton, Danny Jansen, and two relievers that were just disasters. So you could say, hey, we did bring in players, like we added to the team, but none of them helped. So like, I think they're going to have to part with maybe more of the farm system than they want because there's going to be names out there. But yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. They should try to capitalize on this season. Like this season feels like something good could happen.
This feels like they could not just compete for a wild card. If they can continue to play like this, we've been trying to keep tabs in the afternoon show on what they need to do to reach 92-70, which was, I believe, Breslow's prediction for the season, which was our prediction for the season as well. And it used to just be laughably distant, like completely unattainable. Yeah. Now they only have to go 39-25 over this final, 64 games of the season, which seems the way that they've been playing kind of attainable. That means they have to go 8-5 over every 13. Just win two out of every three series. This is very doable for this team. So if there's a team like a name that's been bandied about, Ryan Helsley, the closer for the Cardinals, like they're going nowhere fast. If he's involved in a prospect-rich fire sale, get him.
Yeah.
Because you may also not be able to hold on to Chapman next year, or he may say, whoa, man, I was really good for you guys last year. This 1-for-10 deal is not going to last. I'm going to go for 2-for-30, in which case you may need a closer of the future. So go get a plus arm if you can.
Emmanuel Clase was also the latest to be rumored to the Red Sox, the Guardians closer, who has been nails for three straight years. He was horrible in the playoffs last year, but he was lights out for three straight years. This year, they took him out of the closer role, then they put him back, and he's been really good since he's gone back. Although the rumor was Jaron Duran for him, which I wouldn't do.
Yeah, take that, shine it up real nice, and fire it right out your back door.
Yeah, no, I'm hanging on to Duran for the rest of the season. I guess next year, though, there's a legitimate question. Like, what do you do? I don't think you bring back every guy that you currently have for the 2026 Red Sox, but you can cross that bridge when you get to it.
Yeah, that's like right now. You, like I said, you have four really good outfielders. They're all getting along fabulously. You don't have the killer bees of 2018. But with Duran and Anthony DHs as well, and then you have the outfield of Rafaela and Duran and Abreu, this is great. You have a position of strength. Don't weaken yourself when you can have, we can add a starter or an arm. Yeah, but if one of these guys goes down, do you want to see Masataka Yoshida playing left field when it counts in September and you're trying to snag a wild card or the AL East? I don't. No. Nobody loves watching him run around first with that perfect form and those tiny little arms more than this guy.
Pulls his pants up like Steve Urkel and just smacking balls to left field.
Belt line right under his armpits.
Nice hard little laced single.
He is so adorable. Yeah. I think they actually just like 3D scanned him for when they do Yoshida bobblehead night because he's just like the perfect size little ball player.
That'd be a nice little keepsake right there.
Yeah, but no, I deal away. Look, everyone this is such a young team right now.
Yeah.
With Rafaela and Anthony and Meyer and Duran. I know Duran's 28, but he's a pretty young guy as well. And yeah, Bregman's the old man at third. Great. Well, you're going to probably try to re-sign him in the offseason to be the veteran leader going forward. But otherwise, like, this is a youth movement-based team. You can afford to deal away some prospects to get after it now because I think the AL is wide open. And now look who we're playing, boys. Over the next 9 games, you're basically playing the three teams that most of us think, minus the Metropolitans, could be in the World Series of American baseball.
I'm with you on they got so many young guys on the team. You look at the lineup today. I think the only guys over 30 are Bregman and Story, right? Like, those guys are playing well. I mean, Bregman's back now, so they're super young, so I have zero problem trading away the prospects.
And because the prospects we were told about for so long are here.
Yeah, we got him. Even Campbell's at the minors, like, leave him there, that's fine. You have another wave of guys that I think teams are going to be interested in.
Right, how long do I have to wait for the password? How long do I have to wait for Blaze Jordan?
And then even if those guys break through, where are they playing?
Right.
Like, they're kind of blocked by guys that are already established.
So for the past few years, it's been Anthony, it's been Maya, it's been Campbell. They're here. They have helped. Well, you know, we had to send Campbell down. But either way.
But
at this point, the prospects that are left are trade pieces because the ones you are waiting on are here.
That's what I think.
Right, Billy. Like, we heard so much about, like, when Marcelo Meyer fell into their lap a couple years ago and they never expected him to be available, that's what ultimately made Bogarts expendable. Because they thought this kid would be the shortstop of the future. Sorry, switches over from second to short. Actually having a good season at the plate, keeping him healthy, incredibly important. But we always kept hearing, when is the youth movement? When is the future at Fenway going to happen? It's now. And that's why this team has turned around. They've got immaculate vibes. You know, Nantucket hasn't even recovered emotionally and sexually from Anthony Meyer and Romy going over there to party for a couple of days.
Yeah, look out.
And think about this, too. Getting rid of he who shall not be named, because I try not to mention you know who now hits the baseball not so often for San Francisco.
Devers?
Yeah, boy, didn't we step in it with Will Clark and Will Flevy in the afternoon show, huh? Whoops.
That was excellent.
The record of the
team. F*** off, motherfucker. All right. Rafael Devers?
Will Clark sounds like he's all put together.
Yeah, I think he's doing just fine.
Yeah, Pop quiz. Do you believe, or just random question, that if you were to visit Will Clark's house, there would or would not be several Miller High Life empty tall boy cans on the front lawn?
Just living the dream
on the lawn.
You want to take a conversation that we're having and then blow it out of proportion because you're a East Coast piece of reporter?
I don't get the East Coast thing.
I don't know.
I don't get the East Coast thing. And
he was rolling. Don't stop.
No, I know. I get that.
He was on a roll.
And the way he talks about
filthy
it,
filthy flow,
as if we were eavesdropping on a conversation.
Right.
Like
he called it a podcast / Zoom.
You put it out there.
He was on Burns to Burns.
He's like, yes, people saw it.
The whole thing. You're out
there. You're talking about our conversation. Well, don't have it. Don't record it. Don't post it.
Oh, that's amazing.
First, don't say it to Will Fleming in front of his brother. And, you know, you have to know at this point, you've done enough interviews to say, like, off the record, boys. And then second, it's so
he also said it on his
podcast. You hop on your podcast with Eric Burns and say it?
Ridiculous.
F you, mother effer. My God.
Unstable.
All right, you can,
anyway, the stat was, since they called up Roman Anthony, they're 21-10.
21-10. Kind of coincides when I got the City Connect jersey, too. Not to rub salt in the wound on that, Fitzy. I know you're also fighting that fight, but. The City Connect jersey.
How does that feel, by the way? Do you feel like a different fan with that on?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel great.
It's like putting on your super kit. And I saw you got
a Revs
jersey.
It looks like a tent
well.
On them.
I got a Revs jersey, too. I'm living the dream now. I'm just swimming in jerseys, as I should be. It's what makes me happy.
His Connect jersey is like two sizes too big for him.
That Connect, yeah, it is. Beggars can't be choosers, although I was a beggar. But now I need to choose the size. I need a smaller size.
Well, the superhero that is Mr. Thrifty is not going to be complaining about. Rich will gain enough weight to fit into the City Connect jersey.
Hemmed or eat some cheeseburgers.
That's true. I am getting there. Although their record since I got that jersey, where is it? I think I had this down. I think they're like 24-11. Something insane like that.
From the Anthony record.
That's from the You Tell Me coincidence department.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, we go to the phone, 617-779-7937. JP is in North Providence. He joins us next. What do you got, JP?
Hey, Rich, real quick, I like the new segment, Keith is Cool. Do you have, like, Arcan's got Jones locked up in the dungeon there? Is this a takeover on midday?
No, Jones is actually celebrating his 10-year anniversary, if you know what I'm saying. So he'll be back on Monday. He needs some time off.
Yeah, check the pastry at home. So I got two ballparks, one kind of out of the box and one because I'm old school. I'd love to go to see Notre Dame play there just because of the history, the song, and all of that. And one that would be fun and out of the box would be the old Candlestick / Oracle Park, specifically to see McCovey Cove. But I'd want to bring some Wellfleet Sharks with me and drop them out there with the kayakers. That could make it fun to watch balls splashing out there if Devers ever hits one.
All right, very good. I don't know if Devers will hit that. So we asked the question earlier, Fitzy,
that was an amazing call.
Yeah, it was. The best ballpark that you haven't been to, or the ballpark you most want to go to. And I was thinking baseball. I know, been around the league. You were doing stuff with MLB Network before, so you've been to a lot of parks. What's the best one you have gone to?
Outside of Fenway, it's...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
All National League parks. I would say number one, PNC in Pittsburgh. Yep. Number two, Wrigley Field. Number three, Oracle/used to be called AT&T.
Okay.
The view there is spectacular. Walking in from downtown San Francisco, passing by all those great restaurants and breweries. So your pregame is cultural, historical, and delicious. Wrigleyville is Wrigleyville. It's the best outdoor party-based take there is, I think, in MLB. Closest thing there is to a good baseball tailgate. But the most beautiful is PNC is incredible.
Yeah.
Just.
That's the one I want to go to.
Every aspect. Plus, they have, Rich, you know you'd love it. They have the $35 party deck where your seat gets you all you can eat for seven innings.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's
I had a buddy of mine do that. Here are all the options. You can get two things at a time.
Incredible.
I think it might have changed. This was like, I forget how many years ago he did it, but he said it was just mind blowing.
That's amazing.
What's the worst park? And if it's the Tampa Bay park, give me another one.
Dude, you know it's the former Tampa park with the slanted roof and the torn roof. Yeah.
Just a dump.
That one's gone now.
Yeah, which has been ripped to shreds.
There's a couple of cookie cutters out there. I got to say, it's time, I think, maybe Cleveland got rid of their football stadium pretty quick.
Yeah.
And now they're building that whole new one out in the suburbs with the fancy roof and everything. I think they used to call it the Jake or Progressive, and I don't know what it is now. It's like Gillette. It's past its prime. I don't know how much longer they're going to hold on to it, too. It's pretty generic. Great downtown to hang out in.
Yeah, it's fun.
Kind of a lousy ballpark.
I like it. I haven't been to it too many, but I get what you're saying. I think at one point it was like, oh, this is the new wave, and now there's been so many new ones since. Where you're
that
like,
was
okay.
33 years
that
ago.
It was a long time
when Jim Thome was smacking dingers over the wall and right.
No, that's true. All right, you can join the program at 617-779-7937. Fitzy hanging out until 1 o'clock. The Patriots begin training camp on Wednesday, so we're just a few short days away. We'll talk about the big storylines heading into camp coming up next, but right now here is Billy Lanny with What's Trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. The Red Sox in their 10-game winning streak return from the All-Star break this afternoon to begin a 3-game series against the Cubs in Chicago. First pitch from Wrigley is at 2:20. You can hear the call of the game with Will Fleming and Mike Monaco right here on 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Style Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Lucas Giolito will get the start for the Sox against the Cubs' Colin Ray. Don't forget to tune into the Mass Mutual Red Sox pregame show with Joe Weil at 1:20. Sox lineup today, Jaron Duran is in left. Alex Bregman is your third baseman. Roman Anthony, DH, and Carlos Narvaez behind the plate. Willy Abreu is in right. Trevor Story's at short. Marcelo Meyer at second. Seydon Rafaela in center. And Abraham Toro will be at first base. Boston Celtics improved to 3-1 in summer league action after last night's 87-78 win over the Los Angeles Lakers. Jordan Walsh led Celtics scorers, with 17 points. The C's summer league schedule will continue on Sunday against the Atlanta Hawks. And tomorrow night, the New England Revolution hosts Orlando City SC. Kickoff from Gillette Stadium is at 7:30. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI, WEEI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.